Hello and welcome to the Entre Queer Newer Show. I am your divinely queer host, Asa Laveau. If you have no idea what the Entre Queer Newer Show is all about, it is the intersection between LGBTQ business owners and those who love us and the business world. And I say that because I, in my experience of being both, have not been able to locate a show where I get to celebrate all aspects of who I am. So me being a Black pansexual who happens to be an entrepreneur, yeah, so where was I going to find a show that allowed all of those things to be in one place? Since I couldn't find it, I created it. And that's what entrepreneurs do for the most part. We create things. We don't earn things. So where an employee might be like, you know, I have to earn an income. An entrepreneur says, I create income. Where an employee says, I earn my vacation time. A entrepreneur says, I will create vacation time. So that's, and it's just within the DNA of an entrepreneur to create. And so that's what I'm here doing. And I am co-creating this experience with you right now, because believe it or not, this is created for you. Of course my face is on it. Of course my name is on it, because I'm the one doing it. But please know that this is created. This is a resource for you. And a part of that resource is making sure that you have the business of your dreams. Really, I want you to have the business of your dreams. I want you to be at the brunch, step into brunch, and just kill it. I want you to kill it. I want you to have a bag you want, the shades you want, the shoes you want, and just walking in looking like everything. That's what I desire for you. But in order to get there, you have to have some things in your business that allow those to happen. So you have to make sure that you understand the five pillars of business, which are marketing, sales, operations, finance, and accountability. You have to make sure that you know what to say when someone asks you this question. So what do you do? What are you going to say? If you say, I sell shirts or I do hair, like, no, that's not what you actually do. And so how I answer that question of how, what do you do? I say, I coach queer identified entrepreneurs on how to create their first $10,000 in business. That's what I do. And I desire that you are that specific, that you know exactly what it is you do. And so today, I am here to help you by helping someone else. We have someone on today that has said yes to me coaching them in the moment. So please know, when someone coaches with me, I have absolutely no pre-work. So no one that comes on the show for a live coaching call has filled out any forms. They have not been interviewed extensively by me or anyone on my team. I almost know what they do, though. That's all I know. I know what kind of business they're in, but it's all, I don't know financials. I don't know how long. I don't know anything, because my thing is, you are a real life coach. A real life coach. You should be able to provide support in the moment. Now, of course, preparation is key. And the better you are prepared, the better a session can be. However, I am letting you know, let's just face it, I'm letting you know how dope I can be. So without further ado, please help me say hello to our co-client today. Ebony, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Of course. And so just because of the nature of the show, I have to ask you, that what pronouns do you use? Do you use he, him, she, her, or they, them?
She, her.
Got it. Thank you. So for everyone that's listening, please tell us, what do you do?
I am a fitness coach to every size of woman and man, and I'm also a nutrition coach, and I prepare meals for the ladies and the men that I train.
Okay, and do you? Okay, great. That sounds good. So, do you do that in one community, or are you able to do that nationwide, statewide? How big is your reach?
As of right now, it is within the community, I would love for it to be nationwide.
And which community are we talking about?
Central, I'm more so African American because we need that more, I feel like. It's just not enough for us.
And as far as the regions, what part of the country are you in?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Great. So you do this for primarily African Americans in the state of Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And so the question that I want to make sure everyone hears while we're on to make sure if success happens, what will success of this time together, what will that look like? So what needs to happen for you to feel that this session was a success for you?
I am just really wanting clarity and knowing that this is the right thing to do and that it's okay to fail, and you'll pick yourself right back up. Because right now I'm just kind of scared to leap too far from where I'm at. So I just want to expand a little bit on that.
Oh, okay. Can you say that again? Because now I didn't hear one clear level of success. I think I heard two.
Well, I'm wanting to expand.
Okay, I got you wanting to expand. But what does success look like for in this session? You want to leave knowing or feeling what?
Actually, the only word that I have is I want to leave or knowing that it's the right thing. I want to feel sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Now that we can definitely keep in mind. So everyone listening, remember that she has said that she wants to leave feeling sure. Okay, so let's get started. When you market yourself, are you marketing the fitness and the nutrition together?
I actually market them separate because I started with the fitness. And the mm-hmm. nutrition just kind of came along as I was doing the fitness throughout the year. So I market them separately because I wasn't sure if they should actually be marketed together.
Are you a certified nutritionist?
I'm taking courses now for it.
Okay, that's great. I like that.
Yes, I'm not certified yet, but I'm working towards it, definitely.
So you are a nutritionist with certification pending?
Yes.
I like that better. I like it if you just go ahead and call a thing a thing.
Okay.
You are a nutritionist. That sounds, hey, I think your clients will probably enjoy that as well. And so tell me about the fitness stuff. So you do the fitness. Are you doing one-on-one clients? Are you having in-person classes? Are you doing virtual classes? How are you doing that?
Well, I do, I teach a cardio class, and I do one-on-ones, I do group trainings, and I also have a powerlifting team that just started. So
really?
All around, yes.
And you do all this in person?
Yes.
It
just feels so much more personable, just seeing that, being there face to face. I love it.
And are these one-on-one classes or group classes?
They are. I have one-on-one personal training, and then I also have like a group, I guess you'd say group personal training, and then I have fitness classes, like cardio classes that I have.
And are these at a gym that you own or a gym that you work with or all gyms?
Well, right now it is just a gym that we all have a membership to. And then my cardio classes are taught at a personal studio that someone owns.
Okay. Okay.
It's
what?
Everywhere.
No, you're fine. What does success for the fitness? Okay, let's go 10 years down the road. It's now 2030. What do you want your fitness brand to look like, or your fitness business to look like?
Well, down the road, I would love to own my own fitness studio. And I just want that group of the ladies. I have a few ladies now. I want that to grow and expand. Right.
To
now.
What? I mean, like, okay, let me rephrase that. So the question that I ask about the future, I'm always looking for a measurable goal. So saying something like, I would like to have 1,000 clients. I would like to have 3 franchises. I would like to have $500,000 coming in every year. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for actual measurable intent.
Okay. Well, right now I've always said that I would love to start with 500 clients in my own mm-hmm. fitness studio and hire on people that I trust with personal training so I could eventually take on that 1,000 clients or more.
Okay, so it's 2030. How many clients do you want to have?
I would like to have about 1,200 clients.
1,200 clients, okay, in the next 10 years. Okay, how much money?
To be honest, I have not thought about that. This is, that's where I, that is where I struggle, is with the finance part, because I've always been told I'm too lenient,
mm-hmm.
and I need to think more realistic with that.
Okay. So it sounds like today is going to be where other past shows have been clarity around the marketing, clarity around what to say to people initially. It sounds like today we're going to be probably more getting clarity on the money part and as far as the possibilities that you can use or have. Does that sound
mm-hmm.
fair?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do something. So do you have a calculator where you are on your phone or something like that?
Yes.
Awesome. So calculators are key. Calculators make me happy because they literally are evidence of a dream working, because
okay.
we're about to play with numbers. So what I would like for you to do, now that you have your calculator, I would like for you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Please begin to breathe deeply. Please feel the sensation of your knees. Don't move your knees. Just feel the sensation of you having your knees. Are you doing that?
Yes.
Please keep breathing deeply. As you are doing this, I need for you to give me the very first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, how much money would you like to have coming to you every month from your business? Send it. The biggest number that came to your head. Give me that number.
20,000.
How much?
20,000.
Got it. Okay, now open your eyes.
Okay.
And I needed you to do that because sometimes we are so in our heads about what's possible, what's not possible, what our granny said was possible, what our uncle said was possible, that we don't actually check in to see what we want for ourselves. So that's why I had you do that exercise.
Okay.
So $20,000. All right. Yeah. So how much is your fee right now? So how much is it to work with you one-on-one?
Oh, one-on-one. I charge $65 a month.
Excuse me?
Yes, I know.
What did you just say to me?
$65 a month.
As in a month?
Yes.
As in 30 days?
Yes.
Ebony?
Oh, I know.
Ebony, why'd you do that?
What? I... I have a problem. I always feel so bad. I think it's because.
Do you feel bad when you can't pay rent?
No. I honestly think in my head it's because when I first started my fitness journey and I was a single parent at the time, it was hard for me to pay those personal training fees. So that is stuck in my head right now, which I know a lot of people are saying, that's not right, but it's just stuck in there.
Okay. So even though we didn't start with the marketing or the target audience, I knew we would come back to it, but I had to have a reason. And so now we have our reason to go back. I know that marketing and who your target market is always the first thing, always key. However, the way that I work, I will sometimes circumvent it at first and it looks like I'm going past it, but I will always come back to it. So with that being said, who is your target market? And when I say your target market, I'm looking for not a demographic, but I'm looking for an actual person. So a target market that I could make up for you would be, your target market is a woman named Lisa. And Lisa is a African-American single mother of three. She is 27 years old. She had some college, but she didn't graduate. She has a job, and that job allows her to bring home $2,500 a month. Her youngest child is three. She has no assistance from the father. She is a Christian living in Oklahoma City, has her own car, and her favorite platform is Instagram. So that's a type of when I say a target market. And so if you would tell me that your person would be like that and she's making, you know, $2,500 a month bringing home and she has three kids, then I could see where you would say, you know, $65 a month is what I'm going for. So now the question to you is, who is your target market?
Oh, I mean, is it okay to say that that's exactly what I think of? I think of a single mother that has children, is working, but yet barely making it, but yet she's wanting to get into fitness and start on her journey for herself, but she has kids, she has bills, car, she's working overtime and still not making it. That is my target person, because I'm thinking that's how I was.
Okay. Now here's the thing though. So if that's your target market and you're charging the person $65 a month, how often do you see them?
You would ask me that.
Of course I'm going to ask.
I see them at least 4 days a week.
You see them 20 times in a month?
Yes.
How many hours do you see them when you see them?
An hour.
So for 20 hours, okay, so we're going to do $65 divided by 20 hours. Do you realize that you're getting paid $3.25 an hour?
Ooh, I didn't until just now.
So you do realize that you have a business and you're making less than minimum wage?
Whew.
You're making less than minimum wage in the 90s.
Yeah.
Which was over 20 years ago.
Mm.
You are basically a waitress. You are a fitness waitress.
Oh, no. That sounds horrible.
Literally, you are a fitness waitress.
Mm.
Only waitresses get paid that amount.
Whew. Well, when you put it like that, this is all bad.
So how many clients do you have now?
I have six clients.
And are they all one-on-ones?
I have one that is the one-on-one, and the others are group, the group training. My
And how much do
cardio
they pay?
classes, they pay $45 a month for the group.
And how often do you meet with them?
The same amount of times.
You meet with these
23.
people for $45 a month for 20 times with you.
Yes.
And how many people do you have in that class right now?
For the group training, there are four.
So $45 times four is $180 a month. Divide that by 20 times, you are making $9 an hour. Still beneath minimum wage. Isn't minimum wage up to $10 now?
Ooh, I think so. As much as I
Right.
hate to admit
So
it, I think so.
you are still making less than that.
All because I just feel bad charging more.
But do you feel bad not being able to buy and do everything that you want to do? I'm not saying that you can't pay your bills. What I am saying is if you wanted to go on a trip, could you do it?
No, not with that, no.
Because in the state of Oklahoma, the median range for rent is a good $600.
Yeah.
So based on what you've told me today, you can't pay rent with this money.
No.
And I desire for you to not just pay rent, but pay other things with this money. So you have to make a choice. Are you going to be in business or are you going to stay in hobby?
Oh, I'm going to be in business.
Thank you. So you said that your goal, your financial goal already, about 10 years from now. And so we have to get you there. So if you have a single mother of three, and we're going to support her. She has two options, okay? Number one, would you consider taking your classes, your group classes, from 4 times a week to 2 times a week?
Yes. Now, I do. Okay. I have group trainings, but I also have the group cardio classes also. That's one day a week.
Why is group cardio one day a week if the group fitness is four?
Because the cardio is just like a hip hop cardio class, kind of like Zumba. It's $5 a person.
$5 a person.
Yeah, that's usually, I mean, average for an
You
instructor.
can't get in the club downtown for $5.
If any more, I wouldn't have any ladies come to class.
No. You wouldn't have those ladies come to class.
Oh.
I mean, just to be honest, you won't have those. The same way that you can have the 99-cent dollar meal at McDonald's, right? People eating that stuff all day long, right?
Yes.
But we also know that people are eating burgers at Chili's for $12 and $15, correct?
True.
And we also know that there's a place downtown Oklahoma City called The Vast, and those are $100 a plate. So there are burgers for all people. You can choose what burger you're going to be. Are you a McDonald's burger, a Chili's burger, or a Vast burger?
Let me go ahead and be a Vast burger.
Then understand, how can you be a Vast burger with having McDonald's clientele?
No, you can't.
I mean, there's no reason trying. If you are indeed a Vaz burger, you have to find Vaz clientele. So your market of being a single mother, $2,500 coming in every month and three babies, that's not working. Your clientele is going to have to change.
Why? I'm trying to figure out why I just feel so bad for that mom, though.
But my thing is, you don't have to feel bad. My thing is, you can still be of service to her. You can still support her where she is. But guess
mm-hmm.
what? She's not going to get no four times a week at no $55 a month. She just ain't going to get it. Now, for $55, you can get one session a week for a month.
Oh, that'd be good.
And I don't want her to have that.
Oh.
I don't. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. But $55 for one session, what I really want her to do is to be in a group program.
Yes.
$55. Okay, let's do the math. Okay, $55. Let's try 10 people first. So $55 a month times 10 people is $650. So you have to get 10 people just to make rent. However, that if we did, is that one or two times a month? I mean, once or two times a week?
Two times a week.
Okay, so let's say you did a Monday and Wednesday group
mm-hmm.
fitness class for $65 a month, and 10 people were enrolled, that's only $650. However, if you did that twice, so you have Monday and Wednesday that these people are coming to, and then you had another fitness class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you fill up both of those, that's a total of 20 people. So 20 people on Mondays and Wednesdays. I mean, 10 people on Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 people on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now you have a combined monthly revenue of $1,300. The only thing is, it's really not $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times in business, we sometimes take these numbers and we act like, oh, all that's coming to me. No, it's not. You still have taxes. You still have expenses. Like, all of these things matter. Savings. So out of all of this, you might pocket $600 out of the $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
So is that even still real? Or mm-hmm. worth it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Tell me something that feels more worth it.
I'm looking at this $600, and I'm guessing it's hard for me to say it's not worth it because I've done it for less for so long. So
mm-hmm.
I see $600, I'm like, oh, $600. But then again, if I want to get to this goal, it's going to need to change.
Mm-hmm. Or what you could do, you can have the Single Mothers Program or Single Mom Boot Camp. The Single Mom Boot Camp is for Mondays and Wednesdays only. 1 hour, Monday and Wednesday. What is your capacity? So is 10 people on those days, 20 people on those days? What's your capacity in those moments for group training?
What I would like to have for that, for something like
no,
that?
No. What is your capacity? Meaning, okay, if somebody wanted to do a group coaching program with me, My thing is, I definitely have a capacity. Like, if somebody wanted 100 people to be coached by me every week, I'm telling you right out there now. Not if you want me to call them, in, like, to make sure they're doing stuff, like 100 people. You want me to check assignments for 100 people?
Okay.
I'm not checking assignments for 100 people.
I think my capacity would be 20.
Okay. So, we just did the math. If it's 20 people, that would be the $1,300 a month, just from the Monday and Wednesdays, right?
Yes.
So your job would be to fill that. Now, you wanting that being a vast burger, the Tuesday-Thursday class is another price point. And instead of 1 hour, I would hope you would consider 2 hours.
Okay.
So the reason why because my thing is, if I'm looking at you like, wait a minute, you trying to charge me more money than what they doing, but I'm getting the same thing as them? That's crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's not fair. So make it 2 hours. And you thought I forgot. We're going to add in the nutrition plan, the meal plan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to do $65 per session.
And that would be with the nutrition plan.
With the nutrition plan. And so if you had $65 per session, and there are 8 sessions in a month, and we did that times 10, if we just get 10 people to do that, you know how much money that is? $5,200 a month on top of your $1,300, which would be a total of $6,500 a month.
Wow.
What does that feel like?
Well, right now I'm feeling like, damn.
Okay.
It's such a good idea. Sometimes I just kind of sit and think like, man, why didn't I think of something like this?
Well, you're thinking about it now.
I know. Yeah.
So it all comes when it's supposed to come. So let's just do the math on, so $65 times 2 is $130 a week, okay? It's $130 a week, but they're getting the meal plan. Now, are you actually creating the meals?
Yes. What I have a menu that they choose from, and they can choose a protein inside, and I'm cooking it for them. So they choose what they want for their meals, and I just prepare them and deliver.
Okay. Perfect. And you're delivering? Ebony. Okay, so do you have no reason why they need to say no? That's what it sounds like. There's no reason why they should say no.
My problem is I'm scared of them saying no.
But if they say no, how many people, do you realize how many people live in Oklahoma City?
Oh, I know. I know.
No, dude, but let's just be honest about it. How many people live in Oklahoma City?
A lot that need help.
No. I want to ask, you know me, I need actual numbers. How many actual people live in Oklahoma City? Metro area.
Oh, in the metro.
Mind if I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm real fast with this. 1.3 million people.
In the metro?
Yeah. That's Edmond, Midwest City, Moore, Spencer, all of it.
I would have never guessed.
I know. People think that Oklahoma City is like this little small town. It's not a little small town. It's 1.3 million people.
Wow.
So you need to fill your class with, we just said we have 20 total people for the single mom boot camp, and then we have another 10 people just for the Tuesday, Thursday boot camp and meal plan program, correct?
Yes.
That's 30 people out of the 1.3 million people. To put it in retrospect, I went to a high school called Carl Albert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I graduated with almost 400 people. Midwest City is a suburb of Oklahoma City. And then within the Middale School District, Carl Albert is one high school out of the school system in the Middale School District, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City. And I'm graduating with almost 400 people, and you telling me you have a problem with getting 30? 30 was the number in my class. Like my actual English class, my history class,
mm-hmm.
it was 30 people in the class. So you telling me you got a problem with getting 30 people?
I shouldn't.
In Oklahoma City. My thing is, why would you? Why? What evidence do you have to give me that you would have a problem finding 30 people out of 1.3 million?
I really don't have any. I just think that there's just so many people. There's so many fitness classes. There's so many gym classes and training things going on.
And how many? And how many? And how many overweight? And how many overweight people are there?
There's a lot.
And how many people on diabetes are there?
Oh.
And how many people with high blood pressure are there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how many people already gave up on their New Year's resolution to lose weight?
Woo!
Okay. So, again, I say, what is the problem?
There shouldn't be.
I want you to do 30 people. Now, here's the thing. If nobody knows what the hell you do, then... yeah, you're going to have a problem feeling it because nobody knows you do, which brings me to the next point. We're about to go to your social media page.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Because even though you signed up for this, I have been waiting. I have literally waited to go to your social media page until now. So here I go. I'm going to the Facebook one. Because that's where you came to contact with me. Let me see. And anyone that's looking, feel free to go to Ebony's page on Facebook as well. So we're looking. Hold on. By the name, her full name is Ebony Parks. Okay, so as I look right under your picture, so your picture is just your face. For some reason, you're not giving me anything fitness in this profile picture. Why is that?
I'm always changing it. I actually have some that are fitness, but I just...
But why would it not be fitness?
Oh, I know it should be.
So that's homework number one, change the profile picture because I need to know what it is you do from your picture.
Okay.
Because, of course, okay, like me, do a coaching call. if I'm in a picture be talking to somebody, someone may not know that that's what I'm doing. So I get why it would be kind of maybe a little strange for me to try to project that I'm a coach from a picture. But you're in fitness, so that seems very easy. That looks like you in a gym, or at least with dumbbells, or hell, a jump rope around your neck. Something to give me that you do fitness. Now, your description under your picture is personal trainer, meal prep, group fitness instructor, Zumba instructor, fit mom, fitness entrepreneur. Okay, so I'm like, okay, got it. You went to Dell City, so you already know about Carl Albert. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm looking at the first post. You allowed somebody to talk about a club. They tagged you in a club post, and that is now showing. Okay. Now I see a post about, what is this? This is about somebody being prejudiced. Okay, got it. This you shared somebody's comment about Facebook memories. Okay. Somebody messaged you about Tuesday nights. Okay. Okay. Yesterday you posted the 56 names of sugar, brown sugar, molasses, lactose. Okay. Okay. That works. That's good. Okay. Next. Seeing someone I'm probably don't want to talk to. Waving. Okay. It means nothing. Too damn juicy. Gonna have my leg knife on for tomorrow. Okay. How is this Covington? Oh, she tagged you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a client. Okay. Okay. Now you post about classes. Great. I will say, regards to what I see most times with people, you actually do post about fitness and food.
I try.
Which I like. And you have the stuff that aren't posting about fitness and food, it's not that much. So it's not like you're not taking their attention away from what you're doing or what your message is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like that. And so what I'm needing you to do, though, I need you to talk to them about what you're offering. You don't make any offers. You don't say, you know, I have this for you. I have this opportunity for you. This is why you should come. Going live in your class, I do see that you had a meal prep 101 question and answer with Candace Liger, who's a friend of mine.
Yes.
So, yes, I would love it if you began to talk more about what it is you do in a more intentional manner.
Okay.
So when you, why, how did you know that I was a person that could help you? Because it seems to be that you only follow me on Facebook, correct?
Yes, and I've seen your posts about coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I was just like, I'm just going to go for it when you asked if anyone would be willing.
So are you saying that I was consistent in my post about coaching?
Yes.
Are you as consistent or more consistent than me?
No.
Why not?
Not at all.
Why not?
I am just now getting to the point to where I start trying to post more about fitness and nutrition and the meal prepping that I do.
Yes, please be a lot more consistent, because people that really are interested in you are literally viewing you like it's the Ebony Show. And I told this to somebody else, if my favorite show is Will and Grace, and I go to the Will and Grace Facebook page and they talking about Frosted Flakes or Essence Fest, I'm like, wait, I thought this was the Will and Grace show. So people are coming to your page knowing it's the Ebony Show. And what do they talk about on the Ebony Show? Fitness and meal prep. So why do I not see fitness and meal prep on the Ebony Show?
There should be more. There needs
mm-hmm.
to be. I will definitely
mm-hmm.
admit.
And the other part of this is, what is your business called?
My fitness is called My Way Fitness, and then the nutrition is Healthy Eats by E.
So why do I have to ask what your business name was? How do I not know that?
Because it is nowhere on my page at all. I don't know. I don't even believe it's on my Instagram page.
What are we doing?
But I think the only thing that I have on there is my cover photo that says Healthy Eats by E. With
and
my logo.
People don't pay attention to the cover photo until they, unless they first accept your friend request, and then, you know, they do a little quick look on your profile,
mm-hmm.
and that's really it. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I should have known what it is you do, and we live in the same city. We both know what Candace does, don't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Do you know who Lakeitha is?
Oh, yes, I love her.
Right, love her too, but we know what she does, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, matter of fact, let me go back up to our mutual friends. Okay. We both know what Paige Mitchell does, don't we?
Yes. She actually helped me with my Healthy East logo.
I know she did, because she's a client of mine. So we both know what Kai Dawson does.
Yes.
We both know what Rudolph J. Tolar does.
Mm-hmm.
We both know what Sunny Townsell does. The real estate person who has the new neighborhood jams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, the people that we both know, we know what Mark Fleming does. So why do we know what you do?
Oh, I just don't post enough. I need to start posting more.
Right.
For me, it all goes hand in hand with, I don't want people to say nothing about my business.
Say nothing.
Want them to speak negatively.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to bring it to two different aspects, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who a person who once was alive that walked the earth by the name of Jesus? Do you, do you know who that person was?
Yes.
Do you remember that people talk shit about him when he was alive?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now let's take it another way. In the Black community, we love Tyler Perry, do we not?
Yes, we do.
Tyler Perry opened up a whole goddamn movie studio. Like, they say it's bigger than every movie studio combined. That's how big this shit is. And he came out with a movie on Netflix this past week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people was going in on the wigs.
Oh, yeah.
On wigs. Not the storyline. Not the fact that he made a whole movie in 5 days. Not the fact that he did a great deal, a thing by having a Netflix deal. None of those things. Everybody was talking crap about his wigs, right?
Yep.
This man has put people to school. This man has helped people build houses. This man has helped people in when hurricanes came for the Katrina victims. This man has done a lot, correct?
Yes.
And through all of that, people were still talking big boy noise about them goddamn wigs.
I know there's always going to be somebody talking.
So give them something to talk about. So my thing is, you talk about me, you got a whole lot to say. I make sure. I'm like this. If you only talked about the fact that I'm pansexual, baby, no. You didn't hear about the book coming? You didn't hear about the podcast show I started this year? Oh, you didn't hear about the event I got in Miami? Oh, it's so much to talk about. I don't give a damn about all that. I don't. And just to be totally honest, it doesn't even enter my brain what people could be saying. Because the thing, you could look at it two different ways. If you don't post, you're concerned about what people could say, but you're also missing out what people could say. Because somebody could be like, man, Ebony has helped me so much. Go to her page. Did y'all know about Ebony? She got this program for single moms. Y'all know that Ebony does meal prep planning? Like, I didn't even know nobody did that. Like, you're missing out on all these people because you don't want to share your business. And if you don't share your business, you won't get any.
True.
So being a hermit and being in business don't really go together.
Whew, that's hard. Definitely can't, can't be an introverted business owner.
Well, I wouldn't say you can't be an introverted business owner, because I believe that introverts, I'm an ambivert. So an ambivert is I'm both. And so I really enjoy being alone in my room with my laptop with Anita Baker playing, or T.D. Jakes on TV, or Abraham Hicks on TV. And so if that's my, as my stylist friend said, that's my zhuzh, okay? That's me. However, if I can get away, I'm at Trappy Howard in the middle of the crowd, jigging my elbow. Literally. This is not I'm not just saying that and then when you see me, I'm off in the cut in one of the booths. No, I'm in the middle of the floor where the light is shining on me, jigging hard to the baby. I promise you. And guess what? I've learned that the more out loud and in color you live, yes, people are going to say things. But then you start focusing on all the people that are saying wonderful things and giving you accolades. And of course, when it first starts out, people are like, what she think? Who she thinks she is? And how do you think that's going to work? And so what? Are we literally going to listen to people who aren't doing anything? Because guess what? Haters only hate up. Haters never hate down.
Oh, I've never heard it explained that way or described that way.
Because, okay, think about this. Candace Liger, let's talk about her. Okay, I love her, and she's my really friend. She's a really good friend of mine. Candace is also in fitness, right?
Yes.
Right, but she's moved to another state. But she has, like, clients and classes that she's always promoting, always Facebook Live, and correct?
Yes, she is.
And so we know just based on that, Candace is in a lot more activity than you are at the moment, correct?
Yes.
Candace can't hate on you because Candace is focused on her. People that are making moves are too busy making moves to talk shit. If somebody is in the world or in Oklahoma City that desires to be a business or entrepreneur coach and they know about me or whatever, that's great. However, I don't have the time to hate on them because I have shit to do. I wish them well. I will tell them some things that they need to consider, but I'm not worried about them. To be totally honest, I'm not even thinking about them because I have things to do.
Yeah.
I have websites to build, clients to support, graphics to get, events to promote. Like, I have a real life that is surrounding the goals that I have for myself. So no one, and think about this in your own life. When was the last time you saw somebody hate down?
I haven't.
So I have a podcast show, which means I have a show, the same way that someone on the radio would have a show. But do you think Russell Perry, who owns 103.5, is thinking about me?
No.
No. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I hope he's not thinking about me. I hope he's wondering how to get another radio station into his conglomerate of radio stations. Like, I want that for him. But people don't hate down. They hate up. Because guess what? When you are flying, you have to be focused on not crashing. You can't even afford to look down. When you start soaring and climbing, you really have to get comfortable with height. And people that are soaring, sometimes they're soaring shaking and they're soaring scared. And when you're soaring and you're shaking and you're soaring and you're scared, The last thing you're trying to worry about is the turtle on the ground. But a turtle, his neck is all lifted up out of his shell and seeing things flying and swinging in trees and talking shit the whole time. It's not the other way around. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
Also, something that I actually learned from watching T.D. Jakes is that you cannot, if you choose to be a giraffe, and I may be getting the animals mixed up, but the way he said it, if you are a giraffe, that means you are used to dealing with the tops of trees, correct?
Yes.
And it also means your viewpoint is different, correct?
Yes.
And it also means you can see far and wide, but you're also not worrying about the rocks on the ground, the minutiae of, you know, the leaves falling to the ground or what's on the ground, like how many caterpillars there are roaming around down there, how many ants there are down there. You just have a different view, correct?
Yes.
So when a turtle tells a giraffe what life is like and what they need to be scared of, does it really benefit the giraffe to listen?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's two different viewpoints. Now, we're not mad at the turtle for being a turtle, and we're not mad at the giraffe for being a giraffe, but we understand their focus and their viewpoints are, in fact, different. And so I'm asking you to make a choice today. Are you going to be a turtle or a giraffe?
I'm going to be a giraffe.
But remember, a giraffe is exposed. You can see a giraffe further than you can a turtle. You don't see a turtle unless you ride up on that thing. But you can see a giraffe possibly from a couple miles away, correct?
Yes.
Because they're eating different, they're walking different, but they're trying to get to the next tree rather than the next thing on the ground. So all of that comes to play when it's time to get yourself out there. So my thing is, it's not about, you had talked a little bit in the beginning about making sure that this was, you know, this could be a success, this really can happen, this is the right choice. It's the right choice when you choose it. You haven't chose this yet. You're still playing with this. Have you ever had, have you ever dated somebody or want to say somebody, and they was playing with you?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
How does that feel?
It don't feel good at all.
Right. And right now, I'm telling you right now, if I was business, if I was entrepreneurship, I would tell you right now, I would not feel good from you because you're playing with me. I need you to be committed. I need you to put a ring on it.
Gonna do it.
Now, we already went over the money. We already went over what you need to start doing. Like, you know that the business is already happening. The money is already being made. I'm just asking you to restructure. And of course, if we had more time, we can go into the real depth of the business. This is the overview. This is the broad part of the business. There's so much more. Oh my God. There's so much more that I could go over and talk to you. Like, of course, we want to talk about how are you presenting the name? Like, where is the name of the business? How everywhere, like what? Events are you doing? What is, are you doing an email list? Do you have MailChimp, which is a CRM, which is a customer relationship management tool to have an email so that you can actually email people when it's time to email them? So there's like so much more to this conversation than what I'm giving you. However, I don't want to, I have no intention of overwhelming you. No intention of that. But I do have the intention of, number one, saying, yes, this can be successful. Yes, you can do this in the Oklahoma City market, which is considered a medium market. So just do it. But you have to actually do it. And this whole playing safe, this whole playing safe, this playing safe shit.
That's why I'm saying, just do it, Ebony. Just do it.
Like, I need you to Nike this shit. Just do it. Nike it.
Yeah.
Like, for real, though, it'd be different if nobody was feeling you, if nobody was paying you money, if nobody wanted you doing anything. But that's not your case.
You are stopping you. Yeah. I honestly feel like the ladies that I work with and my family are telling me, you're able to do this. It's just me. I'm like scared.
Scared of what? But let's go down this road. Scared of what?
Well, I'm scared that it's just all going to fail.
Okay.
I don't want
it failed. If it okay, no, hold on. If it failed, what happens?
If it failed for me, I would keep trying to try something different.
Okay. Let's pretend we wake up and yesterday the business failed and we woke up today. First off, did we wake up?
Yes.
So are you afraid of it failing and then you die?
No.
Are you afraid of it failing and then somebody talking about it?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been talked about?
Yes.
Did you survive that?
I did. And kept going.
Okay. So what are we actually scared of?
I think I'm scared because I don't want them to be right.
And make them wrong. You actually have the power to make them wrong. You just haven't enacted the power. It's like if somebody bombed the United States and we're like, we should go to war. And the president's like, well, we should go to war. We should do something. Everybody's like, well, dummy, you have the power to have us go to war. Just give us the power. And he's just like, I don't know. I mean, somebody's bombing us and I just don't know what to do. And everybody's like, excuse me, you have the power. Like, just make the decision. I don't know. They just keep bombing us. It's like, dummy, write it down. Send the army over there. That's what it's feeling like right now. You have all the power, but you're not doing nothing. You literally have all the power. It's kind of like He-Man from the 80s. I have the power. Like, seriously. So what are you waiting on?
I don't need to be waiting any longer. I am realizing that I really need to sit and rethink everything. Pricing, marketing, everything. I really need to
sit. Right now, what I want you to do is I just need you to do what we talked about today.
Okay.
Instead of, because my thing is, you start thinking about all of those things, when that, a lot of times people enter that space, when they get a little bit of information about what they need to do next, they compound that with other things, and now they are paralyzed by action because of all the things that are in their head. They're just totally paralyzed now. Because now they're like, oh, I need to do that and this and this and this and this and this and this. Oh, my God, it's too much. I just want to go to sleep.
Oh, I've definitely been there.
Mm-hmm, me too. So what I'm asking you to do is only do what we talked about. Reframe the program. Allow your people to go another month. Grandfather them in for another month. in the next month, get the testimonials from them. I would love you to do video. And the reason why I like video testimonials, because video testimonials can always be screenshot to teachers, and then they can also be transcribed so that they're written. So video testimonials from them, and then making sure that you tell people, but you consistently tell people about the Single Moms Boot Camp. You consistently tell people about the other boot camp, which yet to be named, with the meal prep program. You already have the new pricing for both. You can start getting them ready. You can roll this out the 1st of February or even the 1st of March, but nothing later than the 1st of March.
Okay.
So you have all of those things, and you said that Paige gave you the logo.
Yes.
But I haven't seen not one goddamn video or image with the logo. I haven't even seen the logo.
So
here's the thing. If you don't post and market every day, how do you expect to sell every day? Seriously, if you don't post and market every day. Okay, so I need you to do that. And yeah, somebody's going to unfriend you. Well, good. That wasn't the person you needed to be connected with. Because what I don't want you to fall into the trap of thinking, oh, well, this is my personal Facebook profile. I could probably just post all this on my business page. No, because Facebook has done a really good job making sure that the algorithms for Facebook pages are not the same as a profile.
Okay.
And also, people, if they see your business page, they always search for the person. People oftentimes even want to friend you before they say yes to you. I don't know why people think that they can't buy from you before they're friends with you, but we know that that's a thing. When I was maxed out on friends about 2 weeks ago, I finally went and deleted all the inactive profiles, which brought me down. But when I was maxed out, people would always say, oh, I tried to friend you. I'm like, why can't you just pay me what you said you wanted to pay me for? Like, you know that it's the same price. But people want that type of security. They want that type of bond with the people that they're paying. They just do.
So do you think that it's better to just use your personal page and not to even have a business page on Facebook?
No. Please have the Facebook page. Why? Because guess what? If it's when you are ready to do Facebook ads, you cannot do Facebook ads from your Facebook profile. You have to do it from a Facebook business page.
Okay.
Like, you have to. And then when people do look up the actual business name, at least there's something to show them, just in case you don't have a website yet.
Okay.
Like, seriously. So do what you know to do now. Don't focus on all the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Do what you know to do. If you need to go over this session, of course, this episode is up and available. So you can always listen to it if you've forgotten something or need to review something again. But I'm asking you to consider being addicted to the success that you desire.
We're going to do it.
Do you feel sure about your decision of your business?
I feel more sure now.
You will feel even more sure when you are consistent with telling people what is available for them. please know that that's all marketing is. Marketing is letting people know what you have available and then giving them the grace and the space to choose. Because it's like this, if I know you're hungry, I'm going to say, hey, Evan, hey, you know I got this burger over here? You're like, you for real? I'm like, yeah, I got this burger. You want it? No, I don't want it. Okay, cool. Hey, Sarah, I got this burger over here. Like, that's all marketing is, letting people know, hey, I got this thing, y'all. Y'all want it? And then they say, yeah, I want it. I'm like, great. You take this to get it. That's all marketing is. That's all marketing is, letting people know what's available. Right now, we have to be consistent of letting people just in your atmosphere know what's available first before we start working on Facebook ads and all these other marketing ways of doing business. We have to make sure that you are first making a difference with the people that are already connected to you. Get known for the one thing first. So my thing is the meal prep and the fitness for now, they go together. They are one and the same because it's a part of the program that you're going to offer. Now, what other question can I answer to make this beneficial for you?
I honestly, I did want to ask, do you think that having a website right off the bat is something that is necessary? Or do you think it's
necessary? Yeah, there's two parts to this. I believe that people can and have been making money without websites for years, decades, and centuries, literally. However, if let's say we don't have the resources, the financial resources, the marketing resources to get a website together, let's not get a website right now. Maybe the website ain't what you need to be doing. If because I know what it is you do, if you're ever interested in doing that, because I only do this for past clients, I am available to build that for you, and I'm not high like the $600, $700 people are. I'm less than that because, and the reason why I say I'm less than that, because I actually enjoy it. I actually like building websites. And it doesn't take me long. I actually created a program, I created a program where I created and I show people how to create websites in an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they're good. They're actually good. They're not crap. So,
yeah.
And if anybody listening, you can feel free to go to acelevo.com. And yes, I can recreate acelevo.com in an hour. I promise you. So, I can do that for you when you're at that juncture. But for now, really, really focus on getting the information out. They can always pay by Cash App. They can. So my thing is right now, do what you can do. Do what you know to do until you max that out. Then go to the next level. Because like I remember starting a business before, a retail business, and I feel that one of the reasons why I failed in that business is because I tried to manufacture the look of success before I had the ability to maintain the success. So instead of, you know, starting in a very small store, maybe $300 a month, or even focusing on online sales or hell, selling the shit out of my trunk, I went I got a store, like an actual store in Crossroads Mall for $800 a month.
Oh,
right. That's a whole mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Oklahoma. But that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. So I'm asking you to please consider that first.
Okay.
What other questions can I answer?
I actually don't have any other questions. I
Okay,
feel
cool.
like everything that I was given was something that I needed.
Good, and that was my hope for you as well. And also know, with the website and other things, we also have to look at or ask ourselves this question: am I doing this because it's needed, or am I doing this because my ego is out of control? And so sometimes in business, we are doing things so that we can look fancy, we can look successful, we can look and we have it going on, when in actuality, that's going to bring a little more overwhelm to us than we're prepared for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, it does make sense.
Okay, cool. All
yeah,
right.
Because when you think of websites, I think of, oh, it's a little overwhelming right now. Bit much.
Right. I get
so,
it.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Okay. That's all I have for you. If you feel, I said that you feel like the thing you wanted to feel like, you feel like now. So that's all I have for you. For those of you who have been listening and co-creating this experience with us, I hope you found value in this conversation as well. If you would like to have a coaching call on the podcast show as well, I'm available. I'm also available for private call, coaching sessions that have nothing to do with anyone listening in. As remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. We would love your 5 stars, and for any reason, we are not able to get your 5 stars today. Please let us know what we can do to get your 5 stars on the next episode, and we can do that. If you would, for those of you who would like to join the Entrepreneur family on Facebook, where we can help you in the moment, day by day, by giving you resources. We actually just started it. So the Entrepreneur Facebook community is up and running. I will put that in the show notes, but the website to get there is family.acelevo.com. And as always, I am Ace Laveau. Dreams and blessings. How do you know, man?